A first in the complicated and often hostile history of China's relations with Taiwan, a China Southern Airlines jet landed on the island today. Its 230 passengers flew directly from the mainland. Ever since the communists took over China in 1949, transportation and other communication links into Taiwan were non-existent or very complicated. For example, air travelers had to fly via Hong Kong. As Caroline Gluck reports from Taiwan, today's visitors got a big welcome.
A Chinese lion dance greeted the first passengers from China flying into Taiwan. They're being given the red carpet treatment, with receptions, banquets and performances scheduled during their visit. Some of the first arrivals said they were delighted to come to Taiwan.
I'm so excited because this is my first time in Taiwan. I think the tourism in Taiwan is very good, and I have heard about that a long time ago.
Taiwan is a beautiful island. It's part of China, and I've been waiting a long time to come. I'm very happy. I'll take a lot of pictures and share them with my friends so that more people will come here.
There's also excitement among many Taiwanese who hope the new tourist influx will provide an economic boost. Stella Wang works with the China Times Travel Agency Service and says the tourists could bring in millions of dollars of extra revenue every year and help to create new jobs.
Yes, I think, because this travel business, the hotel, the shop, the restaurant, and also the bus, the transportation, I think, is very good help.
Not everybody seems to be wanting to welcome the tourists. Some people are a little worried that they're going to be rude, that they're going to bargain over all the prices, and maybe there'll be political disagreements. What's your reaction?
This is a freedom country. People can speak whatever they want. It's different with China. That's the reason why they want to come here, to see different kind of world.
Small but peaceful groups of pro-Tibetan supporters gathered outside the airport, kept away from the tourist arrivals by Taiwanese security. Expected protests by members of Falun Gong, an outlaw group in China, didn't materialize. A lot is at stake. The flights are the first concrete sign of warmer relations with China since the March election of Ma Ying-jeou as Taiwan's president. Ma has made China a priority after 8 years of ill will under his predecessor Chen Shui-bian, whom Beijing feared wanted to make Taiwan formally independent of China. For the world, I'm Caroline Gluck in Taipei.